What if your emotions weren't holding you back, but pointing you towards the you that's been waiting to rise? Underneath the old beliefs, emotional wounds, and people-pleasing, you know there's more. More joy, more peace, more of you ready to rise. It's time to step into and claim your penthouse potential. Welcome to Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird, your transformational coach, corporate wellness facilitator, and nervous system regulator. Let's rise.
Rise together. Wow, I always love listening to my introduction because I am a transformational coach and I am an empowerment expert who first starts with my clients. Oh, first, let me say, I am Sandy Bird. I didn't even say that. Sandy Bird, I'm the host here on Emotional Elevator. You're joining me on the Inspired Choices Network. If you are out there watching me live on another network, come over here to Inspired Choices and let's have a conversation. So, of course, like I was saying, I love my introduction because I am a transformational coach and I'm an empowerment expert. What I found through my journey and now my client's journey, and I've gotten a lot of feedback for, is that in order to empower yourself, in order to transform yourself, and yes, I'm moving my body, you have to regulate this thing called a nervous system. Because you can think and transform that you can be this empowered person, but if you don't align your body to what you want or who you want to be or how you want to represent yourself, your transformation is going to take longer. But when you can arrive and learn to regulate this nervous system, which, by the way, I've already had on my show, and it's set billions of nerves within the system, billions. So if you are only 100 pounds, you got billions. If you are 500 pounds, you got billions. We all got billions of nerves in our body. And we got to learn to regulate. And there's so many tools I teach my clients that are formed towards them, how they can regulate their nervous system, because not one size fits all when it comes to the nervous system. Some people like different forms of breath. Some people like to move their body. Some people like to scream. If you're in the Richmond area, I'm going to be starting up scream therapy. Or who like to sing or dance or laugh. So there's many different techniques you can learn. Number one, the first one is breath, to regulate this nervous system. I'm also a wellness, corporate wellness facilitator where I use Legos and laughter yoga to get the creative juices flowing. And with my clients, I will also use Legos. If you cannot get too deep within yourself and you need something to focus on, could be coloring, but more than likely, I like to use Legos where you can build when I ask you a question. But tonight's topic is all about a very dear topic to me, and we're going to dive right on in. It is all about peaks and valleys, the test of true recovery. How do you see the peaks and valleys in your life? In this episode of Emotional Elevator, being Sandy Burr, we'll explore how the highs peaks remind us of the strength while the lows valleys reveal what still needs healing. And you can even reverse that. If you see peaks as, you know, like the anxiety and that, and if you see the lows as, hey, I'm feeling good, then just reverse what I say. Reveal what still needs healing. These ups and downs are not setbacks. They're a true test of recovery, proving we're alive, evolving, and ready to keep building forward. Life's valleys aren't failures, they're checkpoints. Opportunity to see how far we've come and what still needs attention. The peaks give us perspective, reminding us of what's possible when we keep going. Together, they show us that every rise and fall is part of a greater process of growth and resilience. But here's the truth. Without peaks and valleys, we flatline. And flatline means we're not living. We're not living, just like heartbeats. It's the rise and falls that proves we're alive and still growing. I am here to remind us that every step, up or down, keeps us moving forward in recovery. And I like to use that term recovery because I also am a certified coach in substance use disorders, as well as trauma and all these different techniques I have. But we're all recovering from something. A lot of people like to go, oh, I'm not recovering. But we all are recovering. And that's why that's a key word for me in my life and in everyone's lives when I'm talking with my clients. What do you want to recover from? And some of them are like, well, I'm not addicted to anything. We all have something in our life that fills us up. It can be food, it can be substance, it can just be social media, podcasts. I can tell you, podcasts, YouTube, that fills me up a lot, but getting silent does well. But what I mean by that is we're all in a state of recovery. What is it that we want to recover from? And those peaks and valleys help in that. See, I can tell you me 3 years ago, and I even had a conversation today about this, which it's funny how this always ties into my show, is I used to just walk around and go, you know what? I don't want to be just high vibing, but I don't want to be low vibing. I just want to be neutral. Neutral. I'm like, and someone said, well, what does neutral look like? And I drew like a flat line. And they're like, well, if you're neutral, you're dead. And I was like, what? No, I mean, like, I just want to walk around and just be neutral. But I certainly realize I don't want to be neutral because if I don't have any tests to question, okay, is this something that I really have worked through? If you're never triggered in your life, how will you know that you've worked through a trauma? If you're a recovering substance use disorder, and I'm going to say, for instance, smoking, because that's the number one addiction substance use out there is smoking. How will you know that you recover from smoking unless you go around people who are smoking? If you're here in the United States, where I kind of live, you can't go in and out of a gas station without someone blowing smoke in your face. So how would you know that you recovered? And when you get that sensation, you go in, there's an interaction in a store, and you come out and you're and you say, oh, it's because, you know, I walked through smoke. How do you know unless you can ask yourself? See, that's the biggest thing that I tell people is when you're feeling that sense of agitation or that sense of aggravation, agitation, anxiety, you ask yourself, what is it about this that's given me these feelings? You've got to tap into that. And if it is one of your peaks or your valleys, you can ask yourself, what is it that I need to learn? If it's a valley, as I kind of pointed out, that low where, oh my gosh, why is this? I mean, why is my heart racing right now? Why am I feeling this? And have a conversation with yourself. The biggest tools that I use in my coaching business is having conversations with yourself, those authentic conversations, recognizing, realizing, and releasing. So I recognize, okay, my heart's pounding a little bit. I'm realizing by asking the question, what is it that is creating the pitter-patter, the fastness? Okay, maybe it's because the conversation inside that gas station kind of made me feel a little insecure within myself. It's not really the smoking. It's that, oh my gosh, they raised their voice and it reminded me of my parents were together, but it reminded me of my mother screaming at me. So now I want a cigarette. It's not really that substance, that cigarette. It was, okay, so there was screaming going on. And so I realized, okay, what do I know, still need to work through in this moment? I can breathe and release it. And that is a big part of what it is within you. And when you're on these peaks and you're like so excited and you're like, oh, life is great. Oh my God, it's so going great. I've got all these things going on in my life. I've got these clients. I've got this, I've got that. Oh, life is just working out for me. And then all of a sudden you get hit. Maybe you're sick, maybe a bill. And then you're like, oh, it's just, this always happens to me when I'm riding high in life. Same thing. I've got to recognize, realize, and release. Why do I feel that? What part of me still has that learning within me to realize that, or maybe it's just, I need to realize that life has been going so good for me. I have the clients I want. Sorry, I've got people wanting me to do this Lego series play on this platform, and wow, and now I'm sick. Well, maybe it's because I need to relax. I need to take a step back. So always think about these R's when I'm working with clients, because you've got to recognize, something's going on. And pitter pattern. Why do I feel like I need to take a deep breath? I need to recognize, I need to realize, what is it within me that's either feeling that, wow, life's been so good, and now all of a sudden, I got to stop. And what can I release? And maybe it is what I said, relax. Because sometimes when we're jiving and going along, and then all of a sudden, bam, we get sick, or an unexpected bill, or a car breaks down. And then we're like, well, what can I do? Well, I need to release and let go of what's just the setback. Or recognize that life has been going so good, I needed a reality check. Wow, I could just keep going on with the R's tonight. A reality check. And that's recovery. And that's what this is all about. And when I'm working with clients and they like reach out to me and text me, hey, I'm getting some anxiety. Do you have some time today? Okay, remember your R's. Recognize. Realize, so why are you getting anxiety? What just might have transpired? Well, you know, I walked through and I went out to lunch with a friend, and right now, since I'm working in the substance use disorder group, and she had to order a bottle of wine, and it just really, I felt like I needed a glass, but I didn't get a glass. Okay. So you recognize, well, what part of that? What was it in that moment? And it's realizing and recognizing, and then you can release. Because usually by the time they're talking to me, they're like, oh, I didn't, you know, I'm fine. I didn't get a glass. Okay, that's great. So release that. Release what you feel you haven't learned and release it. And it's the other thing. Like I was saying, I had a client recently who was like, high vibing. Life was going good, got a new job offer, had this great experience with somebody. Things were going great. And then we get on a call and I'm like, hey, I don't know what's happening. I'm now back in doomsday because, you know, my car broke down, so I couldn't get to that job site. And this happened. I said, okay, what do you need in this moment? And they're used to like, I just need to breathe. And I'm like, okay, how has it been going? You went from 0 to 2000. Yeah, you know what? Maybe I should have just taken a moment and relaxed. Okay, maybe that's the answer. So it is that. It's these peaks and valleys give us opportunities within ourselves to see. So, like I say, remember the R's. Recognize, realize, and release, or relax. Because life's going to continue going on even when we have these moments. So, it is time for that break. And of course, if any of this resonates with you, please, I have people who reach out to me. The best bet to reach out to me, because I had someone reach out to me about a show a few weeks ago. Sometimes I don't go into the inboxes on my social media, but you can always email me at Sandy at Sandy Burr. sandybrookcoach@gmail.com or at sandybrookcoach@gmail.com. Get on a connection call with me. Say, you know what? Something you said made me wonder. Because like I always say, those connection calls are free. And if anything resonates with you from tonight's show, reach out. And you can follow me at Sandy with those two E's, S-A-N-D-E-E, Byrd, B-Y-R-D, on any social media platform. And of course, my website is sandybyrd.com. Like I said, you can email me at sandybyrdcoach@gmail.com or sandy@sandybyrd.com. But let's go to our first break. Our only break.
Are you living a life of psychological trauma or suffering from an addiction? Are you ready to learn new techniques to elevate your emotions without sustaining or obtaining them from substances that are not good for your mind or body? Then continue to tune into Emotional Elevator with trauma, addiction, life, and spiritual coach, Sandy Byrd, where you will learn techniques to elevate your emotions that don't require a magic pill, food, or impulsive behavior. Listen to Emotional Elevator with Sandy Byrd, Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Mountain, 4 p.m. Pacific, on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is Emotional Elevator with Sandy Byrd. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to sandy@emotionalelevator.com. Now, back to the program.
Well, welcome back. I am Sandy Byrd. I'm the host here on Emotional Elevator, and you are wherever you are watching me, please share. But if you're enjoying the show, please give me a 5-star review on iTunes. Search Emotional Elevator. I will be very grateful. And this will assist in getting this information out to those that need it. And if you have anyone that you want to share this with, please do. Of course, like I said, I am Sandy Byrd. I am the host here. And in the first part of this show, I was talking all about the peaks and valleys and how they're just sometimes checkpoints, and they are opportunities of growth or opportunities to learn something. And sometimes it's to show the strengths we have, because sometimes those peaks were like, I'm feeling good. Everything was going great. And then something happens. You get sick, car breaks down, or something just happens. And then you're like, oh, yeah, that always happens to me. No, you were going along. And it's just life checking in to say, hey, are you still feeling that good about yourself? And you can keep going. You got to recognize and release and respond and react. And it's the same thing of when you get those lows, those valleys. What is it that I still need to learn? And I kind of went into examples because I'm in the substance use disorder group now. And it's why? Why do you need that substance? Or maybe you were triggered in a situation? And what is it that I need to still learn within me? And that's why I was triggered. And that's why I have a response. But what I always tell people to do, the first thing you need to do is, one thing I will say every single time on my show, this good thing we have that we were given that rises and falls just like peaks and valleys, breathing in, exhaling out. And you can watch your chest or stomach. You can watch it rise, a peak and fall, a valley. And as I always tell people, like I've had clients today, I was in a conversation with somebody. I just want a coaster. I just want to, you know, I want everything to be neutral. I was that person too, 3 years ago. I want to be just neutral. That's when you're flatlined. And when you're flatlined, we all know what that means. And do you really want to be that? Do you want to have those tests of your strength? And maybe a test of what is it I still need to learn and release? Because that's the biggest thing when working with clients that I try to get them to realize is that life is supposed to have the highs and the lows. What would it feel like if you just walked around every day? Yeah, this is just life. It's just normal and neutral. I have no drama. Nothing challenges me. It would sound pretty boring, wouldn't it? I mean, do you really want to live a boring life, or do you want to have excitement and vibrance and some moments where you're like, gosh, I just want to lay in bed today and binge watch something on Netflix or binge watch the show I haven't been able to watch in a year because I'm too busy working on myself. And that's the biggest thing sometimes with my clients is just giving them little tools, gadgets, having them tested to see, is that tool going to work? Especially now that I'm a nervous system regulator, I love for them to say, you know what? I was challenged. I'm used to not like the word trigger again, but now I'm back into a trigger or challenged. And you know what? I walked away. I asked myself, what is it that I need to work on right now? And then I laughed it off. And I realize the strength in that I had and what it is that still I need to work on so I can release it. Think about that. Do you want to just walk around? Kind of think of Eeyore. That's almost woe is me. So that's basically Valley. But you know, Snuffleupagus from Sesame Street. I don't know why I'm going back to kids shows, but I mean, think about that. We always saw that person that walked around but that's more the valley. Do you want to walk around like the valley? Woe is me. Or do you want to be like Tigger, bouncing around? Bouncy, 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 bouncy. Or do you want to be like Winnie the Pooh, who had his ups and downs, got his hand stuck in the honey pot, and then would pull his hand out? Maybe I should never stick my hand in the honey pot again. I don't know why right now I've gone back to those childhood, but think about that. And think about it as children. When you were a child, did you not experience the heartbreaks? And then someone would turn around and ask you out, and you had that low and then that high. And back then, we probably couldn't put it together. Well, shoot, if Johnny didn't break up with me, Larry might not ask me out. And I really liked Larry all along. Or, well, if I hang around Sally and Susie doesn't like Sally, but I like Susie more, think about it. I mean, how many times in our life do we even change things because they didn't feel right for us? That's a peak. When we go to a job interview and we walk in and we're like, oh man, I know somebody who works here, so they gave me all the questions they're going to ask, and then they ask you all the different questions, or you research that job so you think you know every question they're going to ask, and then you walk out and you go, man, they didn't ask one of the questions I thought. Man, I'll bomb that. And then they call you and go, hey, you want to come in for a second interview? Or, hey, would you like to come in and see what our offer is? And you're like, wait a minute. What? That's life. And life gives us tools. And life gives us the peaks and the valleys so we can see what is it I need to work on and what if I already am a superstar in. So it is those. We've got to have the peaks and the valleys to understand that we're living life and we're being authentic in who we are. And that's one of the biggest gifts I enjoy with my clients is when they, you know, tell me, oh, I set this boundary and it was amazing. Or I tried to set this boundary and it just didn't go right. Okay, well, how can you adjust it? What can you do or say differently the next time? Because that's what working with a coach is all about, is finding out what is right for you. Not what size fits me, it's what size fits you and what's going to work for you. So when you get the peaks and then you get the valleys, you can just stand there and go, you know what? I got this. I always enjoy when I do check-ins with my clients, because even if you're done coaching with me, I do check-ins with you. And when I do check-ins with them and they're like, you know what? I've been tested. I've been really tested. And you know what? I use this tool for this, this tool for this, and this tool does not work for me anymore. But what I've learned is blah, 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 blah. And it's amazing in those situations to get that feedback. And that's why it's just important to understand that life isn't supposed to be just neutral. Life is supposed to have these peaks and valleys because that means you're alive in life. So if you have challenges when you're at a peak and you question, well, why is everything going good? And if you get the valleys and you're like, this is what my life is all about, the woe is me, let's get on a conversation call. Let's try to figure out what tools would work best in your life. Because I like having peaks and valleys in my life where I can see how much I've grown and the strengths within me and what do I still get challenged with and need to work on. Because that's what this beautiful thing we call life is all about. And I just want to say thank you. And oh, next week's show is Laundry of the Soul, Caring What's Not Yours. It's going to be an interesting topic about the laundry of the soul and how many of us is carrying what's not ours to carry, what's not yours. I am Sandy Bird. I am the host here on Emotional Elevator. And like I always say, you can follow me on social media at Sandy, S-A-N-D-E-E, Bird, B-Y-R-D, on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, LinkedIn. Reach out to me at Sandy Bird at Sandy at SandyBird.com or SandyBirdCoach at gmail.com because I would love some feedback and help you see the strengths you have, see what else you still might want to work on. Because life is all about the peaks and valleys. You don't want to be flatlined. So thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Emotional Elevator Show. Sandy returns Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Mountain, 4 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, start elevating your emotions and stop riding the emotional elevator that is stopping you from living the life you deserve.